this morning on WCHL. More problems for the university. An organization called the Project on Fair Representation has filed a lawsuit against UNC on Monday, charging racial discrimination in its admissions policy. They filed a similar lawsuit against Harvard. The icy temperatures are driving up demand for emergency shelter at the Interfaith Council's community house.
One thing we really need, actually, right now is more blankets. We haven't had enough blankets for the extra guys that have had to be in the shelter.
And UNC is seeking to fight a lawsuit filed by former learning specialist Mary Willingham in federal court instead of state court. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the 5-5 Carolina football team has seen its fair share of adversity in a season that once again has not met expectations. And
not basketball, not women's soccer. Nope, Carolina is a field hockey school.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05, 35 degrees at WCHL, and 34 this morning in Carrboro. A nice sunny day, much cooler though. Our high today only in the upper 30s, so bundle up when you go out if you haven't gone outside already. Tonight, even colder with clear skies. Our low temperature tonight down around 18. An organization called the Project on Fair Representation has filed a lawsuit against UNC on Monday, charging racial discrimination in its admissions policy. The group also filed a similar suit against Harvard University as well. The suit against UNC cites a 2013 Supreme Court case, Fisher v. University of Texas at Austin, in which the court ruled that it was acceptable for colleges to pursue diversity as a goal in admissions, but also that they should pursue race-neutral alternatives first, and any race-conscious policy must be narrowly tailored. The suits were filed on Monday in Boston and Greensboro, respectively. In both cases, the plaintiff is actually a group called Students for Fair Admissions. On Monday, Associate Vice Chancellor for Communications and Public Affairs at UNC, Rick White, issued a statement in response to the lawsuit, and it reads, quoting here, "The university is aware of the suit filed today by the Project on Fair Representation. The university stands by its current undergraduate admissions policy and process. Further, the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights determined in 2012 that UNC Chapel Hill's use of race in the admissions process is consistent with federal law." Going on with the quote here from UNC statement, as the university wrote in a 2012 amicus friend of the court brief in the U.S. Supreme Court case of Fisher v. University of Texas at Austin, the university continues to affirm the educational benefits diversity brings to students, as well as the importance of preparing students for a diverse society and assuring a pool of strong state leaders by admitting undergraduates from every background. End of quote. Again, that is a statement from the university that came out yesterday. An organization called the Project on Fair Representation has filed a lawsuit charging racial discrimination against the University of North Carolina and also at Harvard University at the same time. UNC is seeking to fight a lawsuit filed by former learning specialist Mary Willingham in federal court instead of state court. The suit was filed in Wake County District Court, but UNC officials argued in a hearing on Monday that the case falls under federal law. In her suit, Willingham says she was demoted, reassigned, and ostracized after she blew the whistle on so-called paper classes at UNC, as well as low literacy levels among UNC athletes. Willingham announced her resignation back in April, but she's now seeking reinstatement along with $10,000 in damages. Named in the lawsuit are UNC Chancellor Carol Folt, Provost Jim Dean, and ex-Senior Associate Dean for Undergraduate Education Bobby Owen. The cold temperatures are driving up demand for emergency shelter at the Interfaith Council's community house. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
IFC Residential Services Director Elizabeth Waugh DeFord says this past weekend, the community house emergency shelter served an average of 60 men each night, a trend she expects to continue through the week as the weather stays cold. The shelter can usually accommodate 50, but on nights when the temperature dips below freezing, staff put out extra cots and yoga mats for anyone who needs to come inside. Waugh DeFord says they have an immediate immediate need for more blankets.
One thing we really need actually right now is more blankets because we haven't had enough blankets for the extra guys that have had to be in the shelter.
While IFC staffers are doing all they can to help the homeless stay warm this winter, the nonprofit won't be able to serve 60 men a night this time next year. That's because when the community house shifts to a new location off Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard next summer, the organization will be changing its service model as well, focusing on long-term transitional housing instead of emergency shelter. While many recognize the need for a new shelter to serve Orange County, there's not yet a plan in place to replace all the beds at the community house.
I know it's an ongoing conversation among the local government and just in our community in general, you know, what to do when we transition to being a primarily transitional men's shelter.
Wada Ford says the new site will still have some beds available during weather emergencies, but the number of people they can accommodate will be far lower.
Well, we still have 17 emergency beds for inclement weather in our new shelter. We would still have those beds available when it's really cold. The difference is that they're not going to be available if we don't have inclement weather.
In the meantime, those without shelter are facing a week of bitter cold. If you're looking to help, you can find a link to needed donations at our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
More than 140 people attended last night's meeting of the Chapel Hill Town Hall Council Chambers. The Town Council heard public comments on a proposed mixed-use development in northern Chapel Hill called The Edge. The 600,000 to 900,000 square foot development is planned for 53 acres on Eubanks Road. Though it's not required, development company Northwood Raven commits to providing at least 50 rental units as affordable housing. The company Crosland LLC, which used to work with Northwood Raven, owns a couple of low-income developments in Carborough. Candace Lowne said she lived in one of those complexes, The Landings at Winmore Apartments, where her upstairs neighbor had a leak. Lowne said the management did not deal with the issue adequately and mold grew in her apartment. The grassroots organization Justice United called on community members to speak at last night's meeting. Community members expressed distress at mismanagement of the two low-income rental complexes in Carborough. Michael Birch, a land use attorney at the Morningstar Law Group, spoke on behalf of Northwood Raven. Birch said Northwood was connected with Crosland, but that association ended in about 3.5 years ago, in April of 2011. The mayor of Carborough, Lily Lavelle, expressed her concerns. The mayor said Carborough has had recurring issues with the landings, which opened back in 2009. Council members asked the developer to address concerns about property management and concerns about too little retail space at the next meeting, which comes up on December 3rd. The Carborough Alderman will consider extending the deadline to start construction on a couple of previously approved developments when the board meets tonight. The Butler is a commercial and residential project planned for 120 Brewer Lane. It was approved in 2008, but developers are asking for an extension of the conditional use permit while they negotiate with Orange County on the location of a new branch library. The Shops at Jones Ferry was approved in 2007. Developers for that project want to bring retail and possibly a grocery store to Jones Ferry Road near Barn Street, but they say the economic downturn has made it difficult to move forward. If the board grants these extensions, the conditional use permits would be valid for another year. Alderman will also receive an update in the public forum on community policing, which was held last month. That meeting in Carborough gets underway at 7:30 tonight at Town Hall. And the Orange County Commissioners will consider adopting the 2013 Master Parks Plan when the board meets tonight. This will be the first major update to the county's Parks and Recreation Plan since 1988. The plan lists the $2.3 million Blackwood Farm Park outside of Hillsboro as a top priority, along with River Park and a new $6 million athletic facility on Millhouse Road north of Chapel Hill. The board will also likely authorize the transfer of ownership of the new Buckhorn-Mebane water and sewer utility infrastructure to the city of Mebane. The project was completed this fall using $5.1 million in revenue from the county's quarter-cent sales tax to support economic development. It will bring water and sewer service to the Buckhorn-Mebane Economic Development District, where Japanese candy maker Morinaga is building its first American factory. The city of Mebane will provide sewer and water service to that area. County commissioners meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. The 2014 election isn't over just yet. One of the candidates for a state Supreme Court seat has officially asked for a recount. The Associated Press reports that Winston-Salem attorney Mike Robinson has asked for a recount in the election that pit him against Associate Justice Sherry Beasley. According to the official count, Robinson trails Beasley by just 5,400 votes out of about 2.5 million cast statewide. The Supreme Court race was nonpartisan, but Robinson was endorsed by Republicans and Beasley was endorsed by Democrats. Raleigh businessman Tom Bradshaw, a Democrat, has also requested a recount in his race for state Senate out of about 82,000 votes cast. Bradshaw trails John Alexander by about 700. The State Board of Elections is expected to certify most results on November 25th, which is 1 week from today. Coming on Thursday of this week is the Great American Smokeout. In celebration, UNC's Nicotine Dependence Program will be giving away free nicotine patches. If you've been thinking about quitting, now's the time. If you've tried before, now's the time to try again. To qualify to receive 8 weeks of free patches, just call the Quit Line on Thursday. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, or you can visit www.quitlinenc.com. Again, that website address is quitlinenc.com, and that phone number to call is 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Great American Smokeout happens on Thursday. The top leader of a think tank advocating for policy to help North Carolina's poor is retiring after nearly 8 years as executive director. The North Carolina Justice Center announced Monday that Melinda Lawrence will step down at the end of the year. Lawrence was previously a law firm partner who litigated significant cases against the state that led to changes in state prison conditions and services for developmentally disabled children. Lawrence also previously worked as a city planner, school counselor, and consumer protection lobbyist. The Justice Center advocates for liberal-leaning policies in North Carolina communities and at the state legislature. It's funded through donations from individuals and groups, including Winston-Salem's Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation. WCHL News Time, 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Here's Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. We've got a couple of problems out in the roadways this morning. An accident 40 east before Highway 55. It's off on the shoulder, but delays start well before Highway 54, so you may want to allow yourself a little extra time if you're heading towards RTP. We also have a crash in Durham, this one blocking the left lane southbound Durham Freeway at Alston Avenue, causing some heavy delays starting back around 15501, actually, all the way through downtown. Northbound also delayed from Alexander Drive. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL road warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Traffic looking pretty good out there so far this morning.
No. Were you not listening to me?
No, I wasn't. Is it really all that bad?
It's really pretty bad.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't even wasn't paying attention. I was busy doing something else.
Yeah, I can tell. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Sorry about that. I don't recall. What were you doing? Traffic? Weather? What were you doing? Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough traffic has been brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you are always good to go. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans, Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. Now, turning to your weather forecast, and I promise to pay attention while I'm doing this. It's brought to you this morning by the town of Hillsboro, where there are always exciting things happening. It's going to be sunny all day. Much cooler temperatures. Our highs today in the upper 30s. Right now, we're at 35. Tonight, clear, cold with a low all the way down to 18. Brr. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low 40s. Tomorrow night, clear and cold with a low in the upper 20s. And then on Thursday, sunny skies, not as cool with a high in the low 50s. Kind of getting back to normal by the weekend. By Thursday, certainly it won't be too cold for the Carolina Duke game coming up on Thursday night. But between now and then, a lot of really frigid weather, so go ahead and get used to that.
Our name is WHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
The town of Hillsboro invites you to bring on the season, starting with Ladies Night Out this Thursday night. There's a complete menu of specials around town, including the chance to win a Triangle vacation package. Details at shophillsboronc.com. Sad news to report this morning. Officials at the North Carolina Zoo in Asheboro say Patches, its 26-year-old female polar bear, has died after several weeks of declining health. General Curator Ken Reininger and Senior Veterinarian Dr. J.B. Mentor said a necropsy, which is an animal autopsy, showed Patches had an extensive lung mass suggestive of lung cancer. Zoo Director David Jones said polar bears usually have a lifespan of between 15 and 18 years, and she exceeded wildlife expectations. Patches died just weeks short of her 27th birthday. She was born at the Henry Dorley Zoo in Omaha and was moved to the Erie Zoo in Pennsylvania in December of 2007. When the Erie Zoo started a major construction project in November of 2013, Patches was moved here to the North Carolina Zoo in Asheboro. So sad news today out of the North Carolina Zoo. It's 8:20, time for championship sports. The 5-5 Carolina football team has seen its fair share of adversity in a season that once again has not lived up to expectations. Through it all, the Tar Heels have continued to fight, and it filters down, that attitude filters down from the head coach, Larry Fedora, and the quarterback, Marquise Williams. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports on Carolina's fighting spirit.
Coach Fedora says he has the utmost confidence in his players to keep battling, even in the crucible of a fourth quarter deficit.
Well, our guys don't panic. I mean, they really don't. They don't panic. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, if you, again, just the same thing we said after the Georgia Tech game, you looked at them in that situation, nobody was in a big hurry, nobody was worried about it. They just played.
The unflappable Tar Heels have trailed in almost every game this season and have surrendered an ACC worst number of points to opposing teams. But somehow, some way, Carolina remains at a respectable 5-5 mark on the season. Heart isn't always easy to measure in an athlete, but Coach Fedora, and for that matter, any other UNC football observer, must wonder if junior quarterback Marquise Williams has an extra heart beating inside his chest somewhere. Williams, the ACC Offensive Back of the Week yet again, has led the Tar Heels to final drive victories now in two huge home contests. Thrilling victories against 9-2 Georgia Tech and 4-6 Pittsburgh have kept UNC's bowl hopes alive, and the MVP of both of those games? No doubt, Williams. Williams says he'll do anything, including sacrificing his body against big, bruising linebackers, in order to secure victory for his teammates.
Me and one-on-one at the linebacker, my chances are going to be me. And I felt confident. You know, I felt like no one man's going to break me down. And that's how I think when I'm running the football. And, you know, that's when I just wanted to put the team on back and let them know that, hey, man, I'm in this for y'all.
Another example of perseverance for the Tar Heels comes in the form of wide receiver Quinshaw Davis. Davis has battled injuries all season, but came up with a few key grabs in the Pitt game last weekend. Coach Fedora says he never has to worry about Davis on Saturdays.
It's just, you know, for Quinshaw, I mean, you can call, anytime you go to him, he's going to make a play. I mean, he's going to make a play. You know, and he's fighting and scratching and clawing, trying to get in that end zone. You know, he's always going to come through.
Maybe Coach Fedora could learn a thing or two from Williams on how to stay calm on the sidelines. The Carolina skipper says his quarterback is always under control these days.
I get a lot more frustrated than he does. I mean, he stays pretty calm, pretty collected. You know, he's busy encouraging guys and talking things through and talking to the O-line and the receivers. I mean, you don't see a whole lot of frustration on his part.
The finish line is in sight now, with two rivalry games against Duke this Thursday night at Wallace Wade Stadium and a home tilt against the Wolfpack the following Saturday. UNC will surely be hungry to put an exclamation point on 2014 and in the process secure a spot in the postseason. But Coach Fedora says the Tar Heels don't care who their opponents are coming up and says the team isn't talking bowl scenarios just yet.
I'll be honest here, we hadn't even talked about anything about a bowl game. We really haven't. We hadn't said, you know, but I don't have any doubt our team's going to prepare and they're going to be ready to play on Thursday. I mean, I really do. I believe that. I don't worry about that. And I believe they'll be ready on that next one. I mean, so in that, you know, for that, I guess maybe it helps. Yeah, we plan on being in a bowl game. There's no doubt about it. So I don't know if it matters who we play.
The Fighting Comeback Tar Heels will need plenty of perseverance Thursday night when they head into enemy territory looking to bring back the bell to Chapel Hill. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina's lost sophomore tailback Chris Francis to a season-ending knee injury. The school says Francis tore the anterior cruciate and medial collateral ligaments, as well as the meniscus in his right knee while returning a kickoff during the second quarter of the Pittsburgh game. It was a really serious injury. He's going to need surgery, which has not been scheduled yet. Chris Francis is from Durham. He was a reserve in a crowded backfield this season, playing behind T.J. Logan, Elijah Hood, and Romar Morris. And North Carolina announced the extent of Francis' injury yesterday. Hopefully, Romar Morris will be back this week after his one-game suspension. And hopefully, Elijah Hood will be back at some point. We haven't heard about his condition, but he's been out with an injury as well. So the troops are getting depleted in the backfield for Carolina. It's 8:24 at WCHL. Good morning.
Hard Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Not basketball, not women's soccer. Nope, Carolina is a field hockey school. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Compared to all the good and bad lately generated by our revenue-producing sports, Coach Karen Shelton's field hockey team labors in virtual anonymity. But have you noticed that the leggy Lady Tar Heels, who carry mighty big sticks, qualified for their 7th NCAA Final Four in the last 8 years, their 6th straight, and 19th overall? Maybe Anson Dorrance's women once dominated like that, but not lately. Shelton's top-ranked Tar Heels reached the Final Four this weekend in College Park with an oh-so-sweet 3-0 win over No. 9 Duke Sunday here at Henry Stadium. The game winner was by senior Lauren Sheely in the 32nd minute, and UNC got two more by Emma Bozek, while taking 23 shots on goal compared to only 7 for the Dukies, who lost a dreaded triple crown to Carolina this season, once in the regular schedule, once in the ACC tournament, and then this coup de grace. 2 days later, 7 Tar Heel starters made the Division I All-South Regional team. Bozick, Charlotte Craddock, Nina Nortman, Samantha Travers, and Emily Wold were named to the 16-member All-South first team, while Sheely and Julia Young made second team. And before it's over, there are bound to be a few All-Final Four and All-American honors garnered. That alone shows you how good these Tar Heels are on the field. And listen to what these young stars are studying. Business, public policy, peace, war and defense, double major, psychology, exercise and sports science, communication studies, and get this, one sociology and communications double major with a minor in entrepreneurship. Shelton is in her 34th season as Tar Heel coach and won 587 games for an average of more than 17 a year. Her Tar Heels have also won 18 ACC championships, and she has been named ACC Coach of the Year 9 times. On the national level, Shelton has won 6 NCAA championships and finished 2nd 9 times. Are you kidding me? Call her the Jack Nicklaus of field hockey for winning so many majors and coming in 2nd so many times. Hey, coach. Bring back number 7 this weekend. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
At Great Outdoor Provision Company, we know the gift of adventure is one size fits all. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff are ready to help you shop for that special backpacker, paddler, angler, or climber in your life. And once you find that perfect gift, don't forget about Trusty's free signature wrapping station, a tradition that really catches eyes beneath the tree. So remember, explore global and shop local this holiday season with Great Outdoor Provision Company. Discover your local shop at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
I'm Patty Benedict with 300 East Main, inviting you to celebrate the holidays, Carrboro style. This Saturday, 300 East Main is hosting a Frozen holiday open house from 2 to 6 p.m. We're showing the Disney movie Frozen for free at the Hampton Inn & Suites at 2 p.m. After the movie, step out to falling snow and enjoy crafts, carolers, and photo ops with Frozen characters. Frozen at 300 East Main is part of Carrboro Cheer, a month-long series of events promoting holiday shopping and dining in Carrboro. Visit localcarrboro.com for details.
Have you heard? According to a new study, men who spent less than $2,000 on an engagement ring were more likely to have a successful marriage. At Chatelaine's, we take pride in our beautiful estate pieces and in the wholesale prices we put on them. Not into estate and vintage jewelry? We offer competitive rates on new and trending jewelry as well. Though going deep into debt may seem like a grand gesture, spending wisely without compromising quality is an expression of your commitment to her and your future together. Shop Chatelaine's, located in Carborough's historic Carmel.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the website at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
35 chilly degrees this morning, and we look for a high today in the upper 30s. That's about it. Lots of sunshine today. This forecast brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. More on them in a moment, but after this really nice day, except for the cool temperatures, we'll have a really cold night tonight with clear skies. Great night for stargazing. Low tonight about 18. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine with a high in the low 40s. Looking ahead a little bit, tomorrow night, mostly clear and cold again. Not as cold, but still cold. Lows in the upper 20s. On Thursday, a sunny day, and the temperatures climbing up into the low 50s. Your long-range forecast for Thursday night and Friday, clear skies. Lows in the upper 20s. Highs in the low 50s. So the rest of the week, relatively cool. Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients. Created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com.
Dave Barrett. Of the four people killed this morning at a synagogue in Jerusalem, three victims were Americans who also held Israeli citizenship. Sky's Tom Rayner has the details.
Police say that this was carried out around 7:15 a.m. local time, a time when the synagogue was full of people.
We came to pray this morning. We heard gunshots, one shot, two shots, and then a flurry of shots. We all ran out.
Two armed men, believed to be from East Jerusalem, came into the synagogue.
They had a gun and meat cleavers. Eight other worshippers were wounded. Police then shot it out with the suspects and killed them afterwards.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has condemned this morning's attack. This is certainly the fastest condemnation that he has issued in this recent run of escalation that's been going on and will be seen as a necessary step.
Today's attack, the most violent one since a Palestinian gunman opened fire in 2008 at a Jerusalem religious school, killing eight people. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 34 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Rod Stutz. An organization called the Project on Fair Representation has filed a lawsuit against UNC. It happened on Monday, and it charges racial discrimination in UNC's admissions policy. The group also filed suit against Harvard University. The suit against UNC cites a 2013 Supreme Court case, Fisher v. University of Texas at Austin, in which the court ruled that it was acceptable for colleges to pursue diversity as a goal in admissions, but also that they should pursue race-neutral alternatives first, and any race-conscious policy must be narrowly tailored. The suits were filed on Monday in Boston and Greensboro, respectively. In both cases, the plaintiff is a group called Students for Fair Admissions. On Monday, Associate Vice Chancellor for Communications and Public Universities Rick White at the university issued a statement in response to the lawsuit, and it reads, quoting here, "The university is aware of the suit filed today. The university stands by its current undergraduate admissions policy and process. Further, the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights determined in 2012 that UNC Chapel Hill's use of race in the admissions process is consistent with federal law." As the university wrote in a 2012 amicus friend of the court brief in the U.S. Supreme Court case of Vischer v. University of Texas at Austin, the university continues to affirm the educational benefits diversity brings to students, as well as the importance of preparing students for a diverse society and assuring a pool of strong state leaders by admitting undergraduates from every background. End of quote. That is from the statement issued by the university yesterday. Again, a lawsuit filed against the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and also Harvard University on the same day from an organization called the Project on Fair Representation. UNC is seeking to fight another lawsuit, this one filed by former learning specialist Mary Willingham. They want to do it in federal court instead of state court. The suit was filed in Wake County District Court, but UNC officials argued in a hearing on Monday that this case falls under federal law. In her suit, Willingham says she was demoted, reassigned, and ostracized after she blew the whistle on so-called paper classes at UNC, as well as low literacy levels among UNC athletes. Willingham announced her resignation back in April of this year, but now she's seeking reinstatement, along with at least $10,000 in damages. Named in the lawsuit are UNC Chancellor Carol Folt, Provost Jim Dean, and ex-Senior Associate Dean for Undergraduate Education, Bobby Owen. Carborough Alderman will consider extending the deadline to start construction on a couple of previously approved developments when the board meets tonight. The Butler is a commercial and residential project planned for 120 Brewer Lane. It was approved in 2008, but developers are asking for an extension of the conditional use permit while they negotiate with Orange County on the location of a new branch library. The Shops at Jones Ferry is another development that was approved in 2007. Developers for that project want to bring retail and possibly a grocery store to Jones Ferry Road near Barn Street, but they say the economic downturn has made it difficult to move ahead. If the board grants the extensions, the conditional use permits would be valid for another year. Alderman will also receive an update in the public forum on community policing held last month. Meeting gets underway at 7:30 in Carborough Town Hall. Orange County Commissioners will consider adopting the 2013 Master Parks Plan when the board meets tonight in Chapel Hill. This will be the first major update to the county's Parks and Recreation Plan since way back in 1988. The plan lists the $2.3 million Blackwood Farm Park outside of Hillsboro as a top priority, along with River Park and a new $6 million athletic facility on Millhouse Road north of Chapel Hill. The board will also likely authorize the transfer of ownership of the new Buckhorn Mebane Water and Sewer Utility Infrastructure to the city of Mebane. That project was completed this fall using $5.1 million in revenue from the county's quarter-cent sales tax to support economic development. It will bring water and sewer service to the Buckhorn Mebane Economic Development District, where Japanese candy maker Morinaga is building its first American factory. The city of Mebane will provide sewer and water service to the area. Orange County Commissioners meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. The cold temperatures are driving up demand for emergency shelter at the Interfaith Council's Community House. Elizabeth Friend has a report on that. You can get it on our website, along with all our other news and sports stories, chapelboro.com. It's 8:37 at WCHL.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer. That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket. Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso. No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal. Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower. No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Drew Moore, chef, owner of Venable Rotisserie Bistro in historic Carmel. I've cooked in every type of restaurant from a mom and pop in Colorado to fine dining in Italy. At Venable, I serve delicious food, keeping in mind that food and eating are about family, friends, and taking time to enjoy life. Environment is key, so we've created a relaxed atmosphere with attentive and friendly service. I invite you to visit Venable and taste what I'm talking about.
Serving lunch and dinner with brunch Saturday and Sunday. Reservations available at VenableBistro.com.
As the holiday season is quickly approaching, these great outdoor provision gifts may be worth noting. Grab Dad some cool pants and Riot Raw denim. Maybe Mom needs a Hydro Flask for hot tea with lemon. Make a fisherman's season with a new Yeti hopper. Or grab a Nash supboard and go hit the water. Yes, Trusty can help you with lists big and small. The gift of adventure is one size fits all. And we'll wrap it for free with a nice bow on top. Visit greatoutdoorprovision.com for your local shop.
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
839 at WCHL. It's Ron Stutz, and time now for Adopt-A-Pet, made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Every Tuesday at Wolfgang is Teacher Appreciation Day. So teachers, visit them in Metamont today for discounts on retail and grooming, plus a free treat with a purchase. Wolfgang Chapel Hill supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-A-Pet. We do it every Tuesday here on WCHL. And today we have a special guest, Amy from Independent Animal Rescue. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
You want to tell everybody your last name?
Sure. My last name is Krasnyanskaya. So everyone calls me Amy Kay.
Amy Kay. Okay, I'll go with that. You have a little kitty. You can probably hear her in the background. Tell me about this great pet.
This is Arabella. She's about 4 months old. She's a tuxedo. Mm-hmm. She was found as a stray cat with her buddy.
Oh, she's cute.
And so nice. She's wanting to walk around. That's why she's making noise. She wants to go get into the soundboard. She was rescued by some nice folks who fed her, and then they contacted Independent Animal Rescue, and now I'm fostering her and her buddy until they find their forever home.
Okay. How long have you had her?
About 3.5 weeks.
Okay. Well, you know, we have nearly a 100% success rate, so may as well go ahead and get used to the fact that she's probably going to be moving on to her permanent home really soon.
Well, that would be a wonderful thing. That would be a very wonderful thing. She's eager to have lots of room to explore.
Yeah.
She's, you can't tell this from the bit of growling going on, but she's a very sweet girl. She's got a nice combination of being mellow and also playful. She's very adaptable and resilient. She's been in a lot of new situations, stray and then foster, and now she's staying in a store so people can see her. And she's done really well in all of them. And she's busy exploring the radio station.
And you described her as a tuxedo, which means that she's mostly black, but she has a little white trim.
Yes, she does. She has a little white bib and a white streak on her nose and little white paws.
Yeah, she's really beautiful. How old did you say she is again?
She's around 4 months. We don't know for sure since she was a stray. Mm-hmm. And she's been spayed and had all her shots but one. She's microchipped. She's got her rabies vaccine. So she is good to go.
She's basically good to go, yeah. So I tell you what, we can go to your rescue. I mean, your Independent Animal Rescue website, which is?
It is.
AnimalRescue.net.
AnimalRescue.net, yes.
You can go there, check it out. We're also going to have a picture of, tell me her name again.
Her name is Arabella.
Arabella. We're going to have a photograph of Arabella on our website, and also we'll put it on Facebook, and we'll have a link to your website. So she'll get lots of exposure.
Good. And can I tell you one more thing?
Please.
If you want to meet her in person, we're having an adoption event at which she and many other wonderful cats will be. It's on Saturday, the 22nd of November at Petco near South Point.
Oh, fantastic.
From 1 to 4.
Well, folks, we'll let you know more about Arabella. She really is beautiful, I can tell you that much. And Nikki's petting her right now. In fact, Nikki might take her home. yeah, she really is. So, at any rate, Arabella, remember that name, because she won't be around really long. And if you're interested in acting on her, do it quickly.
Thank you so much.
She really is great. It's 8:43 at WCHL, and Amy Kay, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
It is time now for today's commentary on WCHL from Lou Margolis, who says there are lots of wonderful things that are happening in the university on the campus in spite of all the negative publicity we keep hearing about.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. The Chapel Hill Philharmonia, a community orchestra directed by Don Ayler, a professor in UNC's Department of Music, gave a glorious performance of excerpts from Mozart's The Magic Flute. As the orchestra's annual fall children's concert, dozens of children sprawled on the floor at the feet of the orchestra in the Keenan Music Building, mesmerized by the fantastic characters and music created by Mozart. Who brought these characters to life? Well, it was 15 current students or recent graduates of UNC's Department of Music. Some were voice majors, some simply studying voice to complement their interests in other academic fields. These students and their faculty give true voice to the mission of UNC, to serve as a center for research, scholarship, and creativity, and to teach a diverse community of undergraduate, graduate, and professional students to become the next generation of leaders. At the end of a week, marked by shocking revelations that UNC had hosted a scheme resulting in fake classes for over 3,000 students, disproportionately athletes struggling to maintain academic eligibility, that 9 faculty and staff faced severe discipline or termination, and that a popular and heretofore respected ethics teacher, faculty leader, and academic advisor to numerous athletes had participated in the undermining of academic standards. It was both gratifying and heartwarming to watch these 15 music students light up the world in the faces of dozens of youngsters. These were not, by the way, student singers or student performers, in contrast to the student athletes, a term devised to disguise the quasi-professionalism of students who play football or basketball. These were students who did not need the wordy evasion characterized by a hyphenated status. This wonderful collaboration between the community orchestra and the students of the Department of Music is plain to see for all to enjoy. Building classes of talented music students does not require any of the dozens of rules and regulations that have been imposed on the teachers and students who do not face the conflict between advancing academic progress on the one hand and meeting the demands of big-time football and basketball on the other. Enriching the campus and the community with the music of Mozart does not require compliance officers reporting to the NCAA. As the final curtain falls on the magic flute, we hear the words of Zoroastro, the high priest, and the chorus in response. The rays of sun chase night away. The hypocrite's surreptitious power is utterly destroyed. Hail to the initiates. You have penetrated the darkness. Fortitude is victorious, and in reward crowns beauty and wisdom. See you at the next Philharmonia concert on December 7th. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
At Best Tile, we are a local store with a global selection. Local, as we are a family business conveniently located just down the road at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, where our team of in-house designers are ready to assist in finding the tile and stone that's right for you. And global, as we are one of the largest importers of tile and stone in the nation, with a focus on premier products from countries like Spain, Italy, and the U.S., where you are assured products are created responsibly. Local store, global selection, Best Tile. Stop by and see us on Garrett Road or find us online at besttile.com.
For the best burgers and fries in town and where kids eat free on Sundays, head to Buns in Chapel Hill. Right in the heart of downtown, on Columbia Street between Franklin and Rosemary, Buns sells amazing burgers every day for a taste and a price the whole family will love. And remember, on Sundays, you can purchase one adult combo and receive one free kids' meal. So when you're craving burgers, take the family to Buns. It's burger perfection.
Hi, I'm Mark Vitale from All About Insurance Nationwide in Chapel Hill. We have products for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and we can save you money at the same time. We also have the absolute lowest rates in the Triangle for young drivers. Call us today at 919-933-3333. 4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard and let one of our experienced agents give you a free consultation. We know all about insurance, so you don't have to.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. At the UPS Store, we will turn your busy work into easy work by providing a variety of printing services, including business cards, banners, manuals, brochures, presentations, and more. You can also submit your request online at theupsstore.com/printing. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard in Meadowmont and in Chapel Hill North.
The UPS Store, where we have fun. Take exceptional care of our customers.
I'm Patty Benedict with 300 East Main, inviting you to celebrate the holidays, Carrboro style. This Saturday, 300 East Main is hosting a Frozen Holiday open house from 2 to 6 p.m. We're showing the Disney movie Frozen for free at the Hampton Inn & Suites at 2 p.m. After the movie, step out to falling snow and enjoy crafts, carolers, and photo ops with Frozen characters. Frozen at 300 East Main is part of Carrboro Cheer, a month-long series of events promoting holiday shopping and dining in Carrboro. Visit localcarrboro.com. For details.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full. And Nikki Morse, I want you to know, I promise you right now that I will pay attention to what you're saying.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to every word.
All right. Well, we do have a couple of problems out there. So if you're getting ready to leave the house, you might want to be aware we have a crash in Durham. It's in the left lane, southbound Durham Freeway at Alston Avenue. It's causing some very heavy delays through downtown Durham from 15501. Northbound delays start in RTP at Cornwallis Road, too. So you can add some extra time on there. We have an accident on the shoulder, 40 East just before Highway 55 that's causing delays that start well before Highway 54, and it's also affecting traffic on 54 trying to access I-40. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Well, I find myself saying this every morning, but thank you.
You're very welcome.
For not only following traffic, but just an enormous variety of things that she's been doing all morning long, folks.
We won't get into all of that. We don't have time.
That's true. But listen for news updates throughout the day at the bottom of the hour with Nikki Morse, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Absolutely.
All right. Time now for a word from Glass Half Full, a great restaurant in Carrboro, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. The beautiful garden patio is now open for those warm evenings. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather looks like this. It is 34 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 33 in Carrboro, and it is not going to be very warm today. Our high today in the upper 30s, and that's about it. Tonight, it'll get really cold with a low all the way down to 18, still clear skies. And then tomorrow, lots of sunshine, a little bit warmer with a high in the low 40s. 8:51 at WCHL.
You remember the 007 movies? The name is Bond, James Bond. The man who saved the world time and time again, who always had a gorgeous woman hanging on his arm. Well, my friend, you have a spectacular woman of your own hanging on your arm. And because you want to keep her forever, you're going to take a page from 007. Yes, the name is Bond, Marriage Bond. Yes, you're going to secretly slip into our store, and when you leave our store, you will have in your hands, just like Mr. Bond of the movies, a little device that's going to change the world. That secret device? An engagement ring from Grimble Jewelers. And then at the critical moment, and you will know precisely when, you take your little device out of your pocket, and with just a few words, you're going to change her world and yours because you love her and she loves you. And you are Bond, Marriage Bond. Come to Grimble Jewelers today because your name is Bond, Marriage Bond. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott.
is part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here, Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
If you've been looking for a different healthcare experience, visit Chapel Hill Primary Care. Built on the promise of prompt, compassionate, and personalized care, Chapel Hill Primary Care provides patient-centered preventative medical care and treatment of acute as well as chronic health conditions for adolescents and adults. And now, Chapel Hill Primary Care is accepting Medicare. And if you are a new recipient of Medicare, call us today or visit chapelhillprimarycare.com to schedule your Welcome to Medicare preventative visit. At Chapel Hill Primary Care, patients really do come first. Immediate appointments available.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
Well, thanks, Coach, I think. It is 8:53 at WCHL. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? A rather unusual word today. It has an Indian origin. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you know the word, if you know how to spell it, that is a key here. Kind of a difficult word to spell. And what does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. You can get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And again, your number, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Karen McCall is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She's a volunteer with Piedmont Wildlife Center, and they have a very special event coming up this weekend.
It's an auction that we have at the Durham Armory on November 22nd from 6:30 to 10:30. We are going to have live music. We're going to have local foods. We're going to have some of our ambassador species, which are animals that have been rehabilitated but can't be released back to the wild, but we use them to help educate the public at schools or general public, and that's anywhere from little kids to adults. And then we'll have lots of silent auction items as well as a live auction going on.
Karen McCall has always loved animals, and this is the way she chooses to give back, helping Piedmont Wildlife Center.
We are a nonprofit organization that's been around for about 10 years, focused now on education and conservation. So we do education programs in schools. We have an after-school program in both Carrboro Chapel Hill schools as well as Durham schools, and also we just started one in Hillsboro. We're expanding. We also teach adult classes conservation in different realms. So part of that would be outreach programs where we go during the day to schools and share those animals I just mentioned and talk about what is around our environment and trying to get people connected to that so we can have a more sustainable, better quality of life.
And where does the money from this weekend's event go?
This supports our organization overall. We use it for our conservation programs so that we can do more research. Part of it's to help feed those animals that we do have. A lot of it is supporting our programs. So we are able to offer scholarships for kids to attend our summer camps. Also offer these programs that we do at our after-school programs with the elementary and middle schools. We can bring those programs to them as well as offer scholarships to those kids that wouldn't be able to participate.
Aaron Keck will be there.
He will. He is going to be our MC. Yeah. He did it last year and did a great job. We're really excited to have him back, and we're really excited to have the support of WCHL.
Yeah. How do folks find out more about Piedmont Wildlife Center and also the event?
PiedmontWildlifeCenter.org. Mm-hmm. And if you go on there, we've got all the information about the auction, also about our education and conservation programs, as well as how you can support us. We're always looking for volunteers. We have a big thing called WildNet, something that our conservation team runs, and that actually is for people that call with injured animals and don't know what to do. We help field those calls and kind of keep the rehabilitators doing what they need to do as opposed to answering the phone, and we'll help with sheltering and moving animals around as well.
Thank you for caring about the animals. Karen McCall, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right. Thank you, Karen. And congratulations to Dan Murphy of Chapel Hill, called in with the word of the day. He got in here first. We had a lot of phone calls, but he was the first one to get it right. It is Jodhpurs. Jodhpurs. It is actually a city in northwest India, and it is a type of riding breeches, as Wayne Pond said, a fashion So jodhpurs, that's the word of the day on WCHL. I have another word for you tomorrow morning. But again, congratulations to Dan Murphy, who wins a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And Dan's wearing his jodhpurs this morning. And the word of the day is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? 858.
This is the time of year to take a moment and reflect on the things we care about. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. For Subaru owners, that can be a long and satisfying list because Subaru understands how much Subaru owners care about the community. Because Performance Subaru understands Subaru owners, we are offering 10% discount on service when you bring 5 non-perishable food items to your appointment. Two great ways to give back this holiday season, both at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
Stock number D4057 ELD01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $39.99 due at signing includes tax, tag, and $649 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $22,734 and selling price of $21,400. $0 security deposit. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery before 11/30/2014.
Want a little extra to be thankful for this holiday season? Try adding to your Subaru family with a little wow factor, like a 2014 Subaru Impreza Wagon 2.0i for an amazing $169 per month. Subaru even has financing as low as 0.9% for up to 48 months on select models. Wow! The Subaru Share the Love event. Perform at Subaru.com.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the website at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Oh, good morning. It is really chilly this morning. It is 33 degrees right now in Chapel Hill. 32 this morning in Carborough. Sunshine today, much cooler. High today in the upper 30s, and that's it. And tonight it's going to go all the way down to 18. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Street battles have broken out in Jerusalem, where Palestinians took to the streets to celebrate the deadliest attack on Israeli soil in 6 years. Two Palestinian cousins, armed with meat cleavers and a gun, invaded a synagogue, killing 4 rabbis. 3 were dual American Israeli citizens. Hamas praised the attack. The Palestinian Authority condemned it, as did Secretary of State Kerry.
An act of pure terror and senseless brutality and murder.
CBS's Robert Berger tells us the attack took place at a time of heightened tensions in the Old City.
Tensions have been simmering for weeks amid clashes between Israeli police and Palestinians at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Palestinians accuse Israel of starting a religious war over Jerusalem after right-wing parliamentarians pushed for Jewish prayers at the site. In several previous attacks, Palestinians slammed their cars into Israeli pedestrians.
It's cold from the Pacific Northwest to the deep south, but western New York is really getting walloped. The Buffalo area has been paralyzed by as much as 3 feet of snow blowing in off Lake Erie. Jessica works at a truck stop.
Nobody can get in, nobody can get out. We got trucks parked everywhere, stuck.
CBS's Vicente Arenas says it's not much better in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
The snow is flying sideways right now, horizontal snow, if you will, because there is a lot of wind here. Sometimes it's gusting up to 30 miles an hour.
Another woman has stepped forward to accuse Bill Cosby of rape. CBS's Heather Bosch has that.
In 1969, Joan Tarshis says Bill Cosby invited her, a 19-year-old writer, to help with his comedy act. He gave her a drink.
I was sitting up writing one second, and the next second I was lying down on a couch having my underwear taken off.
Tarshis is the fifth woman to publicly accuse Cosby of rape. Cosby's remained silent about the accusations. A decade ago, he settled a civil lawsuit over rape claims out of court.
Do you like your bank? A lot of people don't. Same goes for some health insurance plans. Live to CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
Rising bank fees helped the industry's customer satisfaction score fall to 76, down 2.5% from last year. Health insurance did even worse, with employer-provided group plans chalking up a dismal 67 and individual plans 70. The most satisfied customers in either category, those who bank through credit unions, which racked up a score of 85. Frank?
Moments after a small cargo plane took off from Chicago's Midway Airport, the pilot reported engine trouble. Seconds later, the plane slammed into a nearby home.
the plane is partially in the house, partially outside the house, so you can see the tail sticking out, and the front part of the plane is actually in the ground.
WBBM's Bernie Tafoya. No one in the house was hurt. There was no word on the pilot. Just in, the NFL says Adrian Peterson, suspended for beating his son, will be suspended for at least the remainder of this season. S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
In big data, there's big opportunity. But how do you use it to get more from your workforce? With Kronos, mine mountains of information into digestible bits of insight. Understand the hidden causes and costs of employee overtime, absenteeism,